Simon & Schuster Audio presents Louisiana Lucky, a novel by Julie Pennell. Read by Rebecca Ross, Megan Tusing, and Nancy Wu.
Prologue. The first time the Bro sisters played the lottery, they were eating dinner at Theo's, a no-frills seafood restaurant downtown. Lexi loved this place, with its weathered bar stools, equally weathered crowd, and the familiar scent of fried hush puppies wafting through the air. The 6 o'clock news was playing on the grainy television screen above them. As Lexi and her sisters ate at the bar, feet dangling from the stools, Wynn Kernstone, the young local reporter with a thick head of blonde hair, chiseled jawline, and tailored blue suit, was talking about that night's jackpot.
"You have a better chance of being hit by lightning, becoming an astronaut, or giving birth to identical quadruplets than winning tonight's record-breaking $405 million jackpot." He flashed a brilliantly white smile. "But hey, someone's gotta win, right?"
"What would you do if you won?" Her sister Hannah posed the question with a wink, popping a fried pickle into her mouth. Lexi pondered it for a second.
"I'd go shopping." She paused. "Maybe Rodeo Drive or Fifth Avenue."
She envisioned herself buying the designer outfits that only celebrities wore, the kind she saw in the pages of Us Weekly and People magazines. Lexi loved fashion, but there was only so much she could do with discount store finds.
"And I'd open a dog sanctuary."
She always imagined a large property with several acres of lush green grass, where rescue dogs could run happy and free. Her heart broke as she volunteered week after week at the shelter, giving the scruffy pups a shampoo and groom. It felt good giving them some love, and a better shot at getting adopted with their fresh coats. But she wished she could do more.
"Clothes and puppies. Cute," Callie said with a dry laugh.
Lexi rolled her eyes and smiled. Her older sister was more a serious, intellectual type. Callie leaned forward.
"Okay, here's what I would do. I'd travel the world as an international freelance reporter, writing exposés on injustice around the globe. And I'd give the rest of the money away to people and causes that need it."
Hannah chuckled. "Is that your beauty pageant answer or your real one? 'Cause I'm not buying it."
"What do you mean?" Callie asked with mock outrage. "That's what I do. You know I don't like to buy useless crap."
She threw a pickle at her sister, hitting her shoulder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?